Dear Facilitator, last week we continued looking at the key events and characters in the Old Testament. Today we do the next three. Number five, the Exodus, Moses. Our Bible reading is Exodus 1:7-22 and Exodus 2-12. Towards the end of the book of Genesis, we see how Joseph, yes, that's another main event in the Old Testament you could have chosen, brought Jacob and his brothers to Egypt, and the end of that generation with the death of Joseph. That left their descendants living in Egypt. Exodus 1:7 says, "But the people of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly. They multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, so that the land was filled with them." The new Pharaoh felt threatened and thought that he would solve the problem by ordering that all the Israelite baby boys should be put to death by the midwives. However, 1:17 highlights a very important statement. "But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but let the male children live." According to the ESV Study Bible, the exemplary actions of the midwives signify a central theme of the book of Exodus. Israel is called to fear God above any other ruler, nation, or circumstance. Discuss this with your group and ask them to apply this principle to some of the things they are facing. For example, is their government asking them to do something which is against what God has commanded? How should they respond? 1:20 and 21 describes God's reaction. Why is that important? Exodus 2 describes how God, in his amazing providence, raised up a boy called Moses and placed him in the courts of Pharaoh as an adopted son to his daughter. However, eventually he fled for his life and lived in the desert of Midian for 40 years, all part of how God prepared him for what he had planned for him. In Exodus 3 and 4, we find the wonderful account of God appearing to Moses and telling him to confront Pharaoh and tell him to let the Israelites go. Moses was full of excuses, as we often are when God asks us to do something which is outside our comfort zone. But for each excuse, God had an answer, and eventually Moses obeyed. God used Moses and Aaron to cause 10 plagues to come upon the Egyptians, the last of which was the death of every firstborn, including Pharaoh's son. The Israelites avoided this plague by painting the blood of a newly sacrificed lamb on their doorposts, which caused the angel to pass over their houses. This beautifully preempts how Jesus' blood shed on the cross brought forgiveness and saved us from certain death. Romans 6:23 reminds us that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Pharaoh finally gave in and let the Israelites go, and about 2 million of them began a long journey, which we call the Exodus, that would take them about 40 years. Dear group leader, the journey to Israel was long, with many incidents along the way. Obviously, you do not have to teach them all, but you could highlight a few. For example, the crossing of the Red Sea, God's provision of manna and quail, the giving of the Ten Commandments, etc. Eventually, Joshua led the people across the Jordan, and they finally entered the Promised Land in Joshua 3:17. Number 6, Israel chooses a king, Saul. The Bible reading is 1 Samuel 8, 9 and 10. In this section, focus on the fact that it was the people who insisted on having a king, despite Samuel's warnings of what the consequences would be if they went ahead with something that was not God's will. Apply that to the lives of your students. Number 7, David's reign. David. Our reading, all the reading are listed in your Bible notes. The Bible says a great deal about David, and it would be unwise to tackle everything in the time at your disposal. My advice is that you select the most important events from the following list and discuss them with your students. David anointed king, David and Goliath, Saul tried at least 12 times to kill David, David becomes king of Judah, David becomes king of Israel, David captures Jerusalem, David and Bathsheba, and David the psalmist. It is important for you to emphasize that David was an ancestor of Jesus. We see he is referred to as Son of David in several verses. For example, in Matthew 12:23, it says, "And all the people were amazed and said, 'Can this be the Son of David?'" Next week, we will discuss the last three events.